All right, today's learning from this time loops from Shana, you might show Neil Rift Masmash shows here, Biscus for Shlema Kaima Shim Malki, Yohannes Mansara, Biscus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding still a middle of Simon Kufnon Gimel, a middle of Siv Zion. It's a very long Mishabur here. So let's continue on. As we said, the Mishabur is breaking down all these situations with the shuls, public shuls, non-public type shuls. What's the rule? So the last thing we're talking about over here is that a shul that belongs to, that's in a city, that there's a lot of other people that come through it, you can't sell it because that shul was built al das everybody. And since there's no way of you getting das everybody, and the people that don't live in the city are not subservient to the das of the Shivei Tuva here, so therefore you can't get approval for sale, so therefore you can't do it. Now, Mishnah Berurah gives an exception. The dafka, kishamachru b'inyan, I'm sorry, see cut lamadal for those looking inside. It's not sold. The dafka kishamachru b'inyan shalai yachikach beisak nesas. This that we said that you cannot sell it because there's somebody outside for olam that may object to the sale. That's under the assumption that post sale this will not be a basic nesas. Avam achikach gam ken yishar basic nesas sharam yispal uvay. So one shul is deciding to sell it to another shul, another congregation. So now there's no problem. What's the taina that the person outside of the city is going to have? This shul was built, I'll ask that I have a place to come daven. You still have a place to come daven. So what's your objection? Muta, the mind of Kiminilahani, the awesome element, our basic nest check, Leila, Leila, if it's a Satmar Bismanage or Square Bismanage, they're letting everybody in? Then what's the difference? Who you sold it to? Says the Shaburu Sipkatan Lamed Hey, Ella Im came Tali Oisai, so the Bidas Yachid. So now we once again, the Machaber says to us, we can't sell these shuls because we don't know, except if it's tali oisei b'das yachid. If it's tied, hung on a das yachid. So what does this mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, hey, now what is that exception? Chetolu be'es abinyin knesses al datoi, meaning that at the time that the shul was being built, the money was given, and it was said that it is the deciding person over here is so-and-so. Now, okay, da'ayt ha'chashuv ha'kach ha'shuv ha'toy ve'yir. He is now the man in charge. When they use their own money. So if the city went ahead and they built a shul and they said, we're building the shul on the condition that so-and-so is the one in charge. That guy gets called shots. However, that's only if they gave the money. They went ahead and they did a charity campaign and people from the whole world come and give money to this thing because your friend's son sent you a charity campaign link before Purim. You had no choice but to give. They can't say we collected money from the whole world and now we're giving over the decision making to this Das Yachid. The Shemi, once again, we're under the same problem. It's a guy who lives out of town who sent $100 in to build a shul because he travels through here on business and he uses the shul, right? And then now this person, you have no right to make those decisions. Therefore, you're stuck with either not selling, or if you sell it, as we said, the previous exception, you're only selling it to a place that it will remain a Beis HaKnesses. And those rights will hold over to the new buyers also. They wouldn't ever be able to change that. So the Mechaber continues and said, again, in the situation that you could have given the rights, in other words, all the money came from within, and when they built it, they gave the power of attorney to one individual, right? He can do whatever he wants. However, behaskamis hatzibur, with the agreement of the tzibur. What does that mean? They went ahead and they pointed a guy. You are you're the proxy. You're the one who gets to make this decision. He can't go ahead and make a decision that's anti what the tzibur wants. He is a representative of the tzibur. He's for the people, by the people. You don't need the seven toive year if they appointed somebody. And somebody on the outside can't come and stop. But he can't go against what the people want. And what happens if they said, we're giving money, you're elected to be the person in charge, and you can do, they specifically said, you can do whatever you want, even if we don't agree. And sorry, class of Beskamos, and then you're right, that such condition will work. Now, obviously, it's not a typical situation. Now, so we went through all these different rules of the two different broad categories of basic nesses, what you could do, what you can't do. And then the Mechaber added a line, who adin l'chol divrei kedusha sheniskri kan, the kuli grili basa knesses. This also applies to all other divrei kedusha. So what does that mean? Meshavura, as he promised, he's going to explain this whole sif, sif katan lamed zayin, perish. You're going teva, you have the Aron Kodesh, or the bima, we had two different shatim and teva, umet pachas, in the, I was once in the Sradish Shul, I see they call the bima, they call a teva. So, but Mishabru previously said it's two different shatim, and umet pachas, or the covering, to the Sefer Torah, to doim, and the scar, but sif pez, that we mentioned the sif pez. Dinam kemoi beis haknesses atzmai l'inyin zeh. They have the same rule. The chol hecha, the anaisa daita the kula alma, that anything that was donated in a situation that it was going to be for general use of people who come from all over the world, you're going to krachim. So the same rule that will apply to a shul that I build in Brooklyn, and we know that people from all over come, so I'm restricted that I cannot make decisions, I cannot sell the shul. The same thing is the bima in that shul, because when someone donated the bima, they donated al das harabim, not just the people here in town. They donated al das everybody. Hanech nami nice mistama adai to the kulama. It was also made in the same situation. This is what the mechaber is writing. The kuli griri basa beis haknesses. Everything in the shul gets the same rule as that shul. So if it's a shul that has the rule of a shul like a kfar that's only made for a limited number of people, the items in the shul has the same rule as that shul. If the shul has a din of a shul of a krach, the items in the shul have the same din. The chen kol davar shayach lebeis haknesses could go in chetzeris, the courtyard, a mikveh, a mina gamke kahay gavna. The loy matzi lemachron, you can't sell them, elu sagron lemanoya me'anach arachim, to stop people from coming in there. When we call makom loy chomer beis haknesses, they all have the same rule as the beis haknesses that they're attached to. V'chein ma'ashaniskim siv zeh, the shivei toivei ir, v'mayim anchi ir bekvar, michoyim lohoitzi adam l'chulim, that we said that the Shivei Toivei Ir, which we explained yesterday, together with the approval of the people in the city, they have a right to sell it and use the money for Chulin. That lav dafke bebeis haknesses, that doesn't only apply to the beis haknesses. Ela filo b'ta shmisha kedusha din kain. All the holy items in it have the same rule. Amikal mochem yesh chilik b'nei. However, there's one difference. What is that? The b'ta shmisha kedusha, when it comes to Tashmisha Kedusha, after Mutal Ishtamish Bidmeim, Kishanimki Bashivit Toiva Iba, Maiman Ainshia Bekvarim, you're allowed to go ahead and use the money for a non Kedusha item. Mikamakim Haim Gufa Bekedusha Sehu came of Yadalikea. The person who buys it remains. So here's the chil. I donated a cover, I donated an Aron Kodesh to a shul that's a krach. Right, so I donated an Aron Kodesh to Landale Shul. Anybody's happened to me recently, anytime in the last 3 years, 4 years, knows they need a new Aron Kodesh. So I go ahead and I donate the Aron Kodesh to Landale's. Now Landale's goes ahead and Landale's a bad example over here. I have a shul in the bungalow colony and I donate an Aron Kodesh. So the shul in the bungalow colony is a din of a shul of a kvar, okay? Which means the people in the bungalow colony or their representatives can make a decision to sell it. They go ahead and they sell the shul. The money can go out l'chulin, and the shul can go out l'chulin, right? They have a right to do that. And the buyer has no shiba to keep it a shul. The same rule applies to an Aron Kodesh. If they decide to sell the Aron Kodesh, they have a right to sell the Aron Kodesh, and the money goes out l'chulin. However, the buyer of the Aron Kodesh, there's where it's more chamadid. The buyer of the Aron Kodesh has to keep it in the kedusha of an Aron Kodesh or something greater. The kedushas I guf ninu veinyotzer de chulin. There's an actual kedusha in the guf of the Aron Kodesh, the guf of the mental of the Sefer Torah, the guf of the bima. Ava beisak neses, when it comes to the beisak neses, or tashmishik mitzvah, something that serves the mitzvah, mutal l'shtamish ben. There is no kedusha in the actual guf. K'moy shekas l'kam b'siv tes. V'ay l'kam b'siv yud, u'sim guf nadalat, siv gil m'shabru b'ay halacha. We'll see that when we get there. Okay. So he said, the cluely greely bus of basic nesses, as we just explained, all these things go and are dragged after whatever the rule of the basic nesses that they're in. If it's a basic nesses of kvar, it's a basic, the items in it has a rule like a basic nesses of kvar. It's a basic nesses of the kraft, the public one, the items in it have it. Coal, clay, basic nesses, everything in the basic nesses. Visav solem, the benches, the arias, the curtains, your basic nesses, dinam ke basic nesses. They all have the same rule as a basic nesses. Okay? It was sold in a situation, a kfar, where it's allowed to be sold. You can do with the money whatever you want. If not, you, if you're in a situation where you're not allowed to sell it, you can't. Kain hu lufi pashas divrei ha-Magen Avraham shehet the divrei Ram shemi shami divrei Shulchan Aruch. That seems to be what the Magen Avraham is saying. Ubesefer kovetz al Rambam hilchas tefila perek yedalef kasev the niraloi that fila bekrachim yichal lemachrim le divrei Ram. So the Rambam seems to be more makel. He says that when it comes to the benches in a beis medrash of a krach, which we said the beis haknesses, I'm sorry, beis haknesses of the krach, you cannot sell. He seems to say that the benches you can. Why? The dafkel in your beis haknesses gufa. I'm reading the leimachli rabim chelkum l'shivat tovayir. When it comes to the actual beis haknesses, a guy who has a right to daven here, but he doesn't live in town, he never gave up his voting right to the shivat tovayir, and therefore you have no right to sell it. Mashen came and said, when it comes to the benches, he's leaving the decisions. Okay, you want to sell the benches, buy other chairs, buy new chairs, whatever it is. He's not getting involved in the decision. I just want to know that I have a place I can go daven. He's not getting involved. So therefore, they do have the right, more flexibility when it comes to the items in the shul. Okay. The next thing the Rama said that if a Yachid built a shul and then he went ahead and he gave it over to the community, and he gets the rule of a shul that is a community. However, actually, I don't think we did this Rama yet. So let's do the Rama inside. It says Rama, Yachid Shabana Basic Knesset and Sunny Lekoil. A Yachid goes ahead and he builds a Basic Knesset and he gives it over to the Koil. See, I buy a property, I build a Basic Knesset, and now I hand it over. Dinik Basic Knesset Koil gets the same din as a Basic Knesset Shokoil. Avo, Mshir La'atziba Shum Koyach, if he remained in control in some way, there's actually a shul in Los Angeles like this, that a private guy built it, opened it up to the public to daven over there. He hired a rav, but he was the man in charge. He decided what to fix, what not to fix on this. And eventually, at some point, he decided to close the shul down and sell the building. Ein lo mecher kiyam al pikol al piv oy yarshav. If you want to sell it, right? If he's remained in control and you want to sell it, then you need to have the kohol agree because he gave it over. And you also need to have him or his Yarshim agree to sell it as well. So let's see Mishabur on this, and we'll save the last piece for next week. The cool agree, Dina Kibesek Nezhakov, and then Karis, I'll pee him Levad, I mean, and that's a nice one as a cloud. If the guy goes ahead and he gave it over to the Kol, now he has no say whatsoever. However, if he did say, that perish, Hadik Farim, and Shakrachim, and I'm sorry, this is already going on to the next thing. So we're going to stop over here, and we will finish it up. I saw we lost our main guy, Tzvi, but so we'll talk about it afterwards. I am considering that we do a Monday share, so we can finish this up. I see no reason. Monday, pretty much from like 12 to 3, I think the island.